Welcome to our brief practice of give and take. So once again, first, get comfortable. Settle into a poised, fluid posture so you can breathe easily and deeply, feeling uplifted in the process. Once again, purge your breath by simming it in through your lips. And then hold it in while you tone the muscles of your pelvic floor. 3, 2, 1. Then squeeze it up and out through your teeth. Okay, and let's do 2 more of those. Sipping the breath in through the lips. Holding it in while we tone the pelvic floor. 3, 2, 1. Then squeezing it up and out through the teeth. And one more. Sipping the breath in through the lips. Holding it in while we tone the pelvic floor muscles. 3, 2, 1. Then squeezing it up and out through the teeth. Now let your body find its natural breath rhythm and make the sensation of breath once again your home base. Give yourself permission to unplug from it all, even your hopes and fears in relation to others. Try to stay with your breathing body right now through a number of in and out breaths. So now with your mind a little more present and attention more centered on the pulse of your breathing body, let's turn the light of awareness again back on itself, moving through what's on your mind to the lighter, more spacious mind of awareness, like a clearing inside you. Try to immerse yourself as much as you can, a breath at a time, into that clearing. Try to rest there, free and clear, letting all the habitual stuff on your mind just flow by. So now that you've cleared your mind, like a lab or workspace, with an awareness more free and clear, it's time to fully engage your social life again. Since most of our lives and our stresses revolved around relationships, close, neutral, and far, once again, please invite into your mind's eye the image of someone you find easy to love. And as you see their face, savor any warmth or light you feel inside you. And from that place of warmth or light, recognize or imagine any distress your loved one might feel. Now mindfully lean into that distress, taking in your full awareness of it with care, even breathing that awareness into your heart. My loved one is hurting. Now taking care to calm any reactivity in yourself, any worry or fear, let your awareness melt into the warmth of your care. And share the warmth and love you feel back with your dear one, sending it out to him or her on your breath. So see your loved one taking in your care and love, feeling relieved of distress, welling up with gratitude, and then sending that back to you. As you sit in this way, taking in your loved one's distress with care, sending out your care and love, let yourself feel the presence and resonance deepen as you connect more and more with each breath. Now ask your loved one to move to the left in your mind's eye, and before you, invite an acquaintance you don't know well. As you try to open your heart to this person in a spirit of common humanity, allow yourself to sense any distress he or she may feel, and mindfully lean into that distress, taking in your full awareness of it with care, even breathing that awareness into your heart. Now, taking care to calm any reactivity in yourself you might feel, an avoidance or cocooning from the fear. Let your awareness melt into your human family feeling. And then share the concern you feel with your acquaintance, sending it out to him or her on your breath. See your acquaintance taking in that care and concern, a deeper humanity, feeling relieved of some distress, and welling up with a feeling of trust that he or she sends back to you. As you sit in this way, taking in your acquaintance's distress with care, sending out your concern with human warmth, let yourself feel the presence and resonance deepen as you connect more and more with each breath. Next, ask your acquaintance to move to the right in your mind's eye, and before you, invite an ever so slightly difficult person, someone who just rubs you the wrong way. And as you try to accept and engage with this person in a spirit of basic humanity, allow yourself to sense any distress he or she may feel, and mindfully lean into that distress, taking in your full awareness of it with care. This person is hurting. Even breathing in that awareness into your heart. Now, taking care to calm any reactivity in yourself, any irritation or annoyance, let your awareness melt into the fellow feeling that you have for this other human. And share any acceptance you feel with your challenger, sending it out to him or her on your breath. I see your suffering. I care. See your challenger taking in your respect and concern, feeling a bit relieved of distress and softening with a feeling of mutual respect he or she sends back to you. So as you sit in this way, taking in his or her distress with care, sending out your concern with confidence, let yourself feel the tolerance and acceptance deepen as you connect more and more with each breath. Okay, with this experiment, with the various kinds of difficult interaction you might engage every day, let's take a step back and reflect on how the distress you face in others can be triggering. Consider how much easier life would be if you could metabolize that distress without being triggered into your own reactivity. Now let the difficult and neutral person go back to their homes and breathe the spirit of your loved one into your heart, perhaps as light. Remember the power you have to face distress with compassion. It's always there alongside that spirit of love in your heart. It's something you can tap into it anytime you need to with this practice of giving and taking. Perhaps even mounting the give and take on the breath when your interactions get especially triggering or challenging. Now, when you're ready, slowly return to find your breath. Feel your way back into your body. Connect with your outer physical form, your cushion, chair, the air in the room. And at your own pace, open your eyes, making an intention to apply giving and taking gradually with more of the close, neutral, and far people you interact with, especially when you need to bring proactive engagement into each and every interaction you face in all the domains of your complex life.